scarring the queen's pretty face, because really I'm empty.
You're the empty?
That's what I said.
What are you doing here?
Death and me need a word. Been trying her party line, but she's ignoring me. I hate that.
Sci-fi party line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line Podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Hanako.
Hello.
Hello. Once again, we're on a roll.
We are. I'm so proud of us.
What'd you say? You broke up.
Proud of us.
Yeah, you know. We said we were going to do the boys for their last hurrah, and we're doing it. So when I say the boys, I don't mean the boys. I mean Supernatural boys.
Yeah, whole different show. But, you know, next year we'll be able to talk about one of them on the boys.
So yeah, I guess so, yeah.
That'll be fun.
So this is our how many to the last episode?
This was the fourth to the last. We now have 3 episodes left.
Oh my God. Okay. So, per last episode, you remember when I said I really wanted a cliffhanger?
Yes, and you got
one.
Yeah.
And what's so funny is that as soon as everything was about to happen in that final scene, I gasped an air in, and then it was just like fade to text, final text, and I was just like, oh man, that was so good. I mean, I had that loud that type of gasp at the end, and I was just like, wow, I was super into that. Shit was about to go down, and then boom, nothing. I was like, I literally asked for that.
Yes, you did, like literally before, so you know.
So I got a text from Hanako maybe on Thursday night, and her text simply said, "Dean is pissing me off." And I was just like, oh damn, what happened?
He pissed me off because of what he... So, of course, the episode starts, and you know, him and Sam are still kind of going at it. Sam is still pissed off at him that he didn't tell him about Jack. And Sam is like still trying to fight to find a way to do this without sacrificing Jack. And Dean is just like, no, this is how we have to do. And Sam says, we don't give up on family. And Dean says, Jack is not family. I was like, I'm so done with you right here. Like, I'm so done. I was so
I was hoping that wasn't the you wanted, that you were pissed off at. Yeah. Because I agree with him. I was like, Jack ain't family.
No way. I'm done with you too. I'm done. You're canceled. Bye. As much family as any of them are.
I guess. I mean, I know what Dean was talking about, but you know, I have to agree with you. At that point, when everything was getting ready to go down, Hanako, I was just like, you can have that like feeling that he's not, but you can't say it out loud. You know what I mean?
Especially not when this dude is about to sacrifice himself so that you can have your happily ever after. That was a dick move, and
yeah,
I was not pleased. Especially because you know what happens when you say shit like that out loud. The person you're talking about is standing right behind you.
Yeah,
and always. You're saying this about the most powerful being on earth. Like, really, Dean?
Well, I guess the only reason why that didn't go worse is because Jack know he killed their mom, so you know.
Yeah, but again, like I said, the last 2 times we talked about this, at this point they need to let that go.
I know, man. Moms are important. Somebody killed my mom.
And I understand that. I'm not saying she wasn't, but they got to think about it. For the time that she was back, you know, amongst the living, honestly speaking, Jack probably spent more time with her than they ever did, because she was trapped on Apocalypse Land with him.
and take, and you know, like, she was leading over there. She was kind of taking care of him, watching over him, you know, watching over him, or, you know, just she. I think Jack spent more time with Mary this go around than they did. I mean, at this point, Jack spent more time with her than Sam did in his whole life. Think about it. She died when Sam was 6 months old. She came back, and she wasn't even with them for long because she had to go figure out, you know, her life. She had to figure out how to deal with the fact that she was back from the dead. So she left them, and she went and had her own little life. She was doing her own little hunts. She was having her own little sleepovers with Ketch. She spent more time with Jack than the guy.
I'm just going to have to ask you to calm down a little bit.
I'm just saying, I have feelings about this because, yeah, that was their mom, but she was as much Jack's mom as she was theirs. I mean, technically
speaking, I guess. I feel like I spent more time with my co-workers than my mom in the past couple of years. That don't make them my family. I'm gonna stop messing with you,
honey. But this is different though, because you grew up with your mom. None of these guys did. And then Jack, of course, Jack doesn't have his mom because she died giving birth to him. So Mary was like the closest substitute that he had. So they, I mean, at some point, y'all have to realize he didn't just take your mother. He took the closest thing he knew to a mother, too.
Cass is his mama. I feel you. I still hurt for Jack. I was like, oh, I'm just not feeling it. You know what I mean? It's not gonna happen for me. Except for a little start happening for me when he just was like, you know, he felt like he was a kid walking to get a switch to to bring back to his grandma to beat him with.
You know.
He was just going with it.
And for him to forgive Dean for what he said, and he's like, you don't have to apologize, I get it. I mean, just the way he's been the last couple of episodes, like, he's been really kind of like, he's grown, in my opinion. You know, he's really grown, and he's really thought about what this all means and what it will mean for them. And I realize that he cares enough about them to sacrifice himself so that they can be happy. But I mean, gosh, that's like so,
it's the least he could do after killing their mom.
Didn't he already die for them once?
I mean, several people has died for them a few times, so I don't know. We're never gonna see eye to eye on Jack. It's just, I'm not invested in him. I guess he's too new, but 4 seasons too new. And I'm still not attached.
Okay, so then let's go. Him pulling a gun on Sam.
That's what I thought you were upset with. Because I was like,
at that point, I couldn't even speak. I was just like, okay, I just need to see how this plays out. Because at that point, when he pulled the gun on Sam, I was fully expecting Sam to pop his ass. I was really expecting Sam to like just deck him. But Sam, of course, being Sam, that's his big brother, and he gave the little puppy dog speech, the heartfelt
speech. That speech was good, though. That speech got Dean.
That speech got me. I was like, y'all can't do this. We still got 3 episodes. Y'all can't be having me breaking down like this. It's too early. I can't do this. But it was like, if anything was going to get to Dean, it was going to be Sam. And I'm glad, but ooh, when he pulled that gun, I was, ooh, girl.
It was extreme. Like, it was extreme.
Oh, yeah. Dean was, I still, but ooh.
He is a singular-minded person. Like, once he is on a mission, he does not change the mission unless somebody changes it for him. They gave him instructions. The instructions were Jack needed to get his hoodoo so he could take down God. Chuck, thank you. And I mean, it's still a good plan because Chuck, before Dean knew any more information, it was a good plan because Chuck, as God, was messing around.
He orchestrated this whole thing, and that I was just like, at this point, when we realized when he was telling Amara that he was the one who basically orchestrated this whole plan, I'm sitting there and I literally heard your voice in my head from the last. I was like, okay, yeah, now this dude got to go. Like, he absolutely, unequivocally, like without a doubt, has to go. I did feel sorry for Amara
when she
realized that Dean was going to betray her. I did feel sorry for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, they talked about when they were going back and forth and they were talking to each other, and she basically was trying to, you know, she tried to trap him. You know, she said something about them having balance, and then she said, well, then she said, then you are the true darkness. You're the villain. And I was like, ooh.
Yeah, that was good. Because I kept saying that last episode. I was like, well, if there's a balance, then that means she has to be good and he has to be evil. There's not, they can, both can't be destroyers. Right. So, I mean, something has to balance out.
And she was only a destroyer because she was pissed at him.
Right.
Because he was a dick.
Yeah.
But okay, so hold on. We'll come back to the serious stuff. I got to get to the silly stuff. So, what did you think about Adam?
Okay, I was like, really? I thought it would be more impactful. It was a more impactful appearance than that. Adam being a hippie dude who's lasted throughout all these years, like, it was okay. It was a funny scene. I love their passion, him and Serafina. They were funny together. It was funny.
That was funny. But I mean, just listening to him, like, Chuck has pissed a lot of people off, and it goes all the way back to the dawn of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I mean, there were so many good parts to this episode. You know, seeing Meg come back.
Finding Meg as
the
empty. Yeah.
Having her come back again, that was great. Finding out that Billy may not be as noble
That's disappointing.
And I don't even want to say noble, but it's basically, what did the empty say? She is very much by the book. And that's literally what it is. Like, she's trying to be by the book and she's trying to put everything back to the way it's supposed to be. So everybody who's supposed to be dead, she's going to, you know, send them back to death. But see, this is the thing that I thought
about. But she's like Dean. She's black and white.
That's true. But this is the thing I was thinking about, too, with when Sam was giving his speech and he was trying to tell Dean what was going on. He was like, everybody goes back to the way they're supposed to be. Think about it. That means that Sam will be dead too, because Sam died all the way back in season 2. So that means,
so did Dean.
Dead. That means Dean is supposed to be dead. That means Adam is supposed to be dead. Let's see, Castiel will be dead. Technically, Jack will be dead. So literally all of them will be dead.
But they're not saying going back in time. They're just going back and fixing things. No. So if
she's fixing everything the way it's supposed to be, which means.
But then, according to which book? Because she has 500 books with several endings. Which books did she choose?
I think she was going by whatever was in Chuck's book.
But Chuck didn't even know what is in his book. He can't see it.
I don't know.
I'm disappointed. But you know what Meg said? That made me think that possibly people may have at the CW may have been listening to the Sci-Fi Party Line. And it said Death had a party line. Thought that was great. I was just like, okay, I'll take the shout out, even though if it wasn't meant for us, they said something about party line, you know? Hey, love it. But I was like, that made me squeal a little bit. I was just like, oh. And I got my freaking cliffhanger. So I was just like, oh my God, God is talking to me. Chuck.
here's the other thing, going back to Sam and Dean. So yeah, Dean has, you know, they've always been plans about what they're supposed to be doing and how things are supposed to go. But technically speaking, how many times has things actually worked out for them when they went according to plan? None. They always win when they go off script. And then,
but they always go off script because something forces them off script. They always try to do a plan, but then they try to do the plan and they get thwarted, but it turns out to be, it works out in the end anyway. But they always try to stick to a plan.
That they're not supposed to be going by a script. I mean, think about it. Everything that they're supposed to be doing, everything that's supposed to go to plan, think about it. Everything that's supposed to go to plan is what Chuck is writing and is what Chuck is orchestrating. Every time they go off the rails, it's not what Chuck expects, and that's what's pissing him off. Even with this episode here, they were fully expecting for... He was fully expecting for Dean to probably shoot Sam. He was fully expecting for Jack to come in there and to kill both of them. And so that, you know, Amara can see, yes, they betrayed you. They lied to you, blah. He had the whole thing planned out. And when Sam went off script, found Billy's lair, found the book, brought it back, told Dean what happened, and he got to Dean. Think about how pissed Chuck was when it came out. He was like, really? Really?
No.
Like, I did this perfectly and you guys still went off the rails? He was like, I'm done. Like, every time they go off, every time they try to do something that's supposed to be what they're doing, I feel like that is what Chuck is writing for them to do. And every time they go off script for whatever reason, whatever thing doesn't work out that makes them go off script, I feel like that's maybe the universe telling them, no, don't do this, do the other thing. Like, don't be Chuck.
So then there's another thing that is bigger than Chuck then.
I don't know if it's something that's bigger than Chuck, or I don't know if it's just that, if it's just the whatever is naturally inside
free will.
Yeah, the free will. Yeah, that perfect. But I feel like that's what it is. Like, when Chuck wrote about free will, or when he created free will, I think he created it with a caveat, like, yeah, it's free will, but you guys are supposed to do what I want you to do. And Dean and Sam are proving to be the exception to the rule. Like, they don't follow what they're supposed to follow when it comes to the really, really important stuff. And that's why they've always been able to, you know, stave off apocalypses, and why they've been able to beat angels and demons and archangels and everything that they've come up against, because it's about them too and what they do as a team together and what their group does as a team together. It has nothing to do with Chuck, and that's why Chuck is so pissed off.
Or Chuck wants them to kill him because he's sick of being alive. That's what I heard in that speech too with Amara, is that he wanted to die because he was tired.
I kind of felt that too, but at the same time, it's kind of like, if you kill Chuck and you kill Amara, even Chuck doesn't know what would happen.
So did he specify that?
Yes, he did. You know, Amara asked him, so this is the last, you know, when they were meeting in the little garden or wherever it was, the park or wherever, she said, so what's next? And he was like, I don't know. Like, he doesn't even know what's going to happen if he destroys Earth, if he dies, or whatever. He doesn't know what's going to happen. So, I mean, my chance that it could be that they kill Chuck and Amara and everything gets reset and he comes back as God anyway.
Ugh.
Who wants to deal with that again?
No. No, I can't. I don't know. Is this the end of Amara? Like, because I felt like she went too easily.
She went because she was hurt. I mean, anytime you do something with emotions, you're going to act probably not in your best interest. And I feel like that's what she did. Like, Chuck got to her hook, line.
Yeah.
And she didn't even, like, she listened to him and she let whatever doubts, she let whatever emotions, feelings, you know, make her decision for her. Like, if she knows Dean as well as she thinks she does, one, she should have known that he probably would betray her. And two, she should have stuck around to see, you know what? At some point, he's going to come to his senses, whether it's because of Sam, whether it's because of Castiel. Those are usually the two people that can get him off the rails the quicker, you know, the quickest than anybody. She should, I feel like she should have stuck around to see what the outcome was going to be. But of course, if she had stuck around, maybe the outcome wouldn't have done that. You know, it's kind of like that.
Or is she still around in Chuck's eye? Or like, I don't understand. Like,
I think it's kind of like the way I looked at it, I felt like it was kind of like a Gould with a symbiote. Like, she's living in him and he's the host, and her presence is still there in him. Like, she's a part of him, but she's not there on the surface. Like, he's in full control, but she's still there kind of lurking in the surface. That's how I feel. Like, her power.
Well, then that's dangerous for Chuck then, because I feel like because she went so easily, she's gonna like exert some power over him at some point.
I hope that's what the plan is. I hope she did that just so she could kind of overpower him if and when the need came about.
It just felt too easy. Right?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, so the Sam and Dean hallway. Yeah, that was super intense. Has Dean ever pulled a gun on Sam before like that? I feel like he has.
I don't think he has, like, seriously. I know that he has when he's been possessed when he's been possessed. And I don't know, maybe when Sam didn't have his soul, but I can't remember. That was so far back.
Yeah, that's what I was, but like, I feel like this is happening, like, but
seriously, like, for a moment, I was like, are you really going to shoot
him? I thought he was going to shoot him. I really did.
I don't think I've ever felt like Dean would put Sam in that kind of danger. I mean, because like Sam said, Dean is the one who's always protecting him, whether he wants it or not.
That's true.
But I think at this point, Dean pissed me off, but at the same time, I understand Dean's desperation. I understand what he's feeling. I understand what he's trying to do. But here's the thing, that of course you can't think of these things in the heat of the moment. So you pull a gun on your brother. What would have happened if he would have really shot Sam, even if it was just to injure him? Even if he would have shot Sam just to get Jack into the room to kill Chuck and Amara, how do you face yourself after that's all said and done? Because even with Chuck gone, there's no guarantee for Dean and Sam that they are going to have a normal life. There's no guarantee of that. You know, what happens, this is a world that Chuck created. They are quote unquote characters that Chuck created. What happens if Chuck dies and everything that he creates goes with him? Then y'all still dead. And I mean, for what? Like, you went through all this for what? To just die? You could have just died any other time. It just doesn't make sense to me.
But, I mean, well, none of it did. I mean, because Dean felt like by being serious and hard with Sam by pulling a gun on him that he was protecting him.
Right.
Like, this is going to happen. We need to do this. You're being soft. I know you love Jack, but this is the way it has to be. I like Jack too secretly, but this is how it's going to be. This is the deal. This is what we've been doing. This is the plan. And Sam didn't have a better plan. All he had was words, speculation. We still don't know the deal with Billy. I mean, not sorry. That's all right. That's Death's name, right,
Billy? Yes.
Yeah. We still don't know her deal. And it's very disappointing if her deal is to, like, grab power. And then, like, where does Fergus's mom come in? I forget her name. Rowena. Like, I don't know. Now it's a mess. Because at first, you know, we were on a mission, and now they just kind of kicked everything, the sandcastle over, and or the anthill, and now everything is in disarray. We don't know what is what, and we are on a cliffhanger.
Well, I think one of the things that I have to think about with Billy, like if this is her MO, if she's trying to become the new guy, there's one thing we've been talking about on the Phantom Hybrid podcast when it comes to the TV show The Boys. One of the recurring themes that we have said throughout each of the episodes is absolute power corrupts absolutely. And death, I mean, she's like the epitome of absolute power right now. You know, first she was a reaper, now she's like death. She has control of who dies. That's got to be a power trip for anyone, even someone as controlled and someone who is as quote unquote impartial as she's supposed to be. But I mean, if you think about it, she's starting to smell her own shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you were the person who, when you were a reaper, you were so dead set on, like, her whole thing was waiting for the day when she could reap Dean. Think about it. All the times that he's escaped death, she was, like, literally gloating, ooh, I can't wait till I'm able to reap.
She had a hard on for Dean.
And now, as death, even the times that he has died, like, he has literally died trying to save people. Like, I think it was last season or two seasons ago when he went into the asylum and he had to die and cross over to the other side to find the ghost of these kids that was missing.
Oh.
Like,
yeah,
taking him then. He was technically dead and technically he committed suicide, so they could have taken him then.
She was like, oh, my 500 books don't end this way, so.
Yeah, but again, she's death, you know? You got some say over some of this stuff, but
I mean, she does have some say, but she has always, to me, felt like you said before earlier, by the book. So what book is she, like, not like the Chuck books, like, but what rule is she following, right? Then, like, what is her motivation, like, what is she doing, like, how is death supposed to be God? How does that work?
Right. And here's the thing. If you're quote unquote following the rules, how do you kill God? Isn't that supposed to be like the biggest no-no of all?
I mean, but like, what are you supposed to, I mean, because he's off, he's killing other worlds. She's probably overwhelmed. Like, is she death for all worlds? Are they multiple Billies on each world? Is there the old death where she hasn't become a reaper? Like, what, which world is, I mean, and if Chuck is the God on all of those worlds, is she the death on all those worlds? Is the empty for all of those? Like, what?
I would assume, based on something Chuck said last night, I would assume that there are versions of them on those other worlds, just like we saw in Apocalypse World, that there was a Sam and Dean Winchester, but they were killed by the angels and, you know, that sort of thing. Chuck was, when he was talking to them last night after they went off script, he said to Castiel, when he was talking to him, he said, yeah, every other version of you does what he's supposed to do. He reaches down, he grabs them, and he falls in line. But you've got to go off your own thing. He said something to that effect, which gives me, you know, reason to think that there are multiple Castiels on those other worlds, and that Castiel has always fallen in line. But you got to remember, our Castiel started going rogue once he met Sam and Dean. You know, he started kind of empathizing with the humans more and seeing what Sam and Dean.
Yeah, but that's not really what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at is Chuck the God of all of those different worlds, and is Billy the death of all of those different worlds, and does the empty belong to all those different worlds, or are they death and empty per world? Like, because to me, that means something.
I think there's a separate one for each world, but Chuck,
but then how because Chuck created it, is what you're
because,
saying.
Yes, because he created so. That's right. The only thing I can think of, because he's made mention of those, you know, other characters being on other worlds. Like, we know there were two Michaels, you know, just because of the two worlds that we know, their world and the Apocalypse world. We know that there were two Michaels, even though those Michaels look different. We know that there were two Lucifers. We know that, you know, there were two. So obviously they have doppelgangers or they have copies on the other worlds, but I think he is the one. He is the one constant.
Ugh, what a disaster!
And I'm sorry. We know of more than one world because Preppy Dean and Sam came from a different world.
Indeed, yes.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh, I miss Preppy Sam and Dean. Those are my favorite.
So we know that there are other versions of them. So I would assume that would be the same for the empty, for death. Well, I don't even know. Maybe not the empty. Maybe the empty is something that's exclusive to this world. Just like purgatory was another world, you know? So I don't know.
Mm. I don't even know if that matters. For some reason, it just stuck for me. I wonder. It's probably not going to... It just is disappointing if we need to kill death. Because then, okay, if you kill death, that means what? Nobody's going to die if you kill God? What does it mean?
No, you think about it. Again, the same thing. You kill death, someone has to take death's place. That's how she got the position. Remember,
Dean? Oh, right. But then if he's just going to end everything, does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but I don't think he's going to end everything because I really do believe they're going to find a way to stop him. But it's just...
But did he want to end it? But then maybe he didn't want to end everything. He just wanted to end himself.
I don't know. I feel like he wanted to end everything. And then, I feel like now because Dean and Sam aren't doing what they expected him to do, it's almost like he has a renewed sense of purpose. Like, oh, you guys are going to continue disobeying me. You guys are going to continue not doing what I want you to do. Okay, I'm about to one-up you. And I feel like that's what he's doing now. Like, they keep breaking the cycle that he has set for them. And I feel like now he's just trying to see which one is better. He's like, oh, okay, they didn't do this when I expected them to. Okay, let me do this. You know, it was the same way. Like, he orchestrated everything so that Jack would kill Dean. So if you think about that too, Chuck kind of had a hand in that as well, because he did all of that knowing that, okay, yeah, we're going to go ahead and have Dean kill Jack because Jack is a threat to me. You got to think about that. He's always known Jack was a threat to him. That's been known since Jack came into existence. So all of this, the manipulation, Mary dying, all of that was probably part of Chuck's plan. And when Dean decided not to kill Jack, that was when he got pissed. He was like, oh, okay, so this is how it's going to go? Oh, okay, sure. You guys are ungrateful. You guys aren't doing what I want you to do. So here, I'm just gonna unleash hell on earth for you, literally. That's when he started bringing people back from the dead, bringing all the souls back and all this other stuff, and they had to fight through that. That's when Rowena died. That's when all this other stuff started happening.
Oh, crap, I forgot about that.
They have found a way to break free from whatever it is he was expecting them to do. So now it's like, now he's got to figure out something else to get what he wants, which at this point, because you've done all of this to manipulate Billy, and I don't know, maybe some of what Billy is dealing with something to do with Chuck as well, as far as him manipulating her. Who knows? I think we'll find out more in this next episode, because I do see that we're going to see Billy a lot more in this episode. We do get Bobby back in this episode. I think we have some other people coming back, because they're literally building a team now. Like, yo, we got to get this squashed. Like, it's done. We got to get this figured out so we can stop running like the hamsters in a wheel and get to moving forward. And they can't move forward as long as Chuck is still alive, or as long as he's still, I don't know, whatever he is. I don't know if they're going to kill him. I don't know if they're planning to trap him. I'm pretty sure they're planning on killing him and then going on with their lives. So they can't do that until he's dead. So now it's time to.
But then is he? Because if he created it, is it like when you kill a witch and they have a curse on you, you kill them, then all their power and all their curses and stuff like that die with them?
See, I don't know. That's why I was saying we don't even know what's going to happen if and when Chuck dies. Like, if he dies, that's why I was saying earlier, if he dies, does Sam and Dean die too, since those are his creations?
Everything is his creation, man.
You know, since literally he created them to keep him entertained. Like, literally, you're a child who created a puppet show, and now your puppets have come to life, and they're it's like he's in his own horror movie right now.
Well, yeah. It's of his own making, which is why he was trying to get rid of it.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, we've seen those movies before. You always try to kill the thing you create, and they end up getting over on you. So maybe that's what we can expect here, too. Sam and Dean will find a way, and they'll find a way together, just like Sam said. But they've got to do it in a way that's not expected of them. And I'm sorry, Dean's behavior was kind of expected.
Yeah, so true. It was expected. And he was textbook Dean.
Right.
So I don't know.
Oh. No, why is my alarm going off?
Is that time for us to go? Is story time over?
No.
Well, this was a really, really good episode. I really enjoyed it. That it kept me on the edge of my seat. I enjoyed seeing Adam give his rib, and
that was disgusting.
It was disgusting. I mean, it was enjoyable. It was a nice comedic thing, you know. It kind of broke all the heaviness that was going on, and Jack just kind of went with it like a trooper.
Right.
I like that. And all he had to do was like consume it through his hand, and his eyes glowed, and now he's supposed to become a bomb. But then I'm like, so if he becomes a bomb or an implosion black hole thing, is it just directed at Chuck and everybody else is fine? Or if he blows in like the hallway where he is, does everybody die? Like, what's going to happen?
That's the thing. I don't know. I'm going to go back and rewatch the episode, because I feel like I missed something when Adam was telling Jack how it works. I feel like I missed something, because I had that same question too. Like, okay, so technically speaking right now, Jack is an armed bomb. And so what happens when he goes off, especially considering Chuck and Amara are nowhere to be seen, they're gone. So what happens now? Like, does Jack just die? Do they have to kill him? Is there a way for him to get rid of it? I mean, we already know that once he gets rid of it, or whatever the case is, once it's done, there's no way of activating that again. So it's kind of like, what's about to happen? And how is Billy going to play into this? Because now, once Billy finds out that he's already armed himself, but they didn't do what they needed to do with it, I'm pretty sure she's going to be pissed, because now all her carefully laid plans have gone to
shit. Were directed by Chuck.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just kind of like, I just, at this point, I don't know what to expect, and I'm glad with that, because I'm glad that I'm not able to predict what's going to happen.
Oh, that's the best part. That's the best part.
So, like, if this show had started coming to a conclusion where we could kind of figure out where they're going now, who knows? We may figure something out after next episode, you know, we may get a clearer picture of what's about to happen, but right now we've got, what, 3 episodes left in the season? I'm kind of happy with where things are. Like, it's kind of like Carol said when she walked into the kingdom and met King Ezekiel. She was like, I don't know what's going on in the best possible way. Like, I have no clue. I don't know what's going on. I don't know how this is about to play. Because the whole revelation about Billy, that was something that threw me for a loop. I was not expecting that.
Yeah, because we want her to be, I mean, she just seems so earnest, like, for her whole time, right? We just never figured that for her. Right. And we like her, you know? She's likable death.
Right, exactly.
And to have her, you know, just be like everybody else, it's a bit of a disappointment.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But, you know.
I don't know what to expect. I'm just kind of like, I'm just here for the ride. I'm here for the ride. Like, I'm sitting in the passenger side of Baby, and I'm just waiting to see where this destination is going.
I'm in the back seat with a blanket.
So, yeah. It was a really good episode. I just, like I said, I felt a lot during this episode. I mean, I had all kinds of emotions. Like, I was sad, and then I was pissed, and then I was cackling because Adam was just so funny to me. And then, you know, listening to, you know, again, pissed at Dean, you know, I was scared for Sam at first because when he walked in and all those people were dead in Billy's, whatever you want to call that, I was kind of like, is she killing folks? And then when I saw Meg, I was like, oh, that's not good.
Yeah, was not good.
You know, and then she also said that Sam was very important to Billy because of, I guess, whatever she has planned for them.
Oh,
so
yeah,
it's just kind of like, I don't know, even after Dean pulled the gun on Sam, I still kind of wonder if they're not supposed to take God and Amara's place. Like, one is going to be light, one is going to be dark, and they're the ones that's going to keep the balance in the world. That's kind of how I feel right now. But I don't know.
They are brothers.
Yeah. And there's like so many ways that this can go. I mean, both of them have been somewhat evil at some point.
Mm-hmm. You know? Because I was like, well, who's going to be? And I'm sorry about that. Because all I can think about while you were saying that was Sam in that white suit being the devil.
You know.
A few seasons back. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah. Or you mean being like what's his name, like Asmodeus? That's what I'm thinking of with the white suit. It's like, yeah, I can see like Southern Sam, or you know, with Sam with his drawl, you know, his little country drawl or whatever, just kind of being the light, and then Dean just being country. I don't know. There's like so many ways this can go. Or you know, does Jack figure in all of this? Does Castiel? I don't know. There's so many ways that this can go.
I like it.
I do too. I do too, because and that's the thing too, because they're coming to an end of a series and they're keeping it interesting all the way to the end, because it's like with some shows, you can kind of feel towards the end where it's kind of like, okay, we know it's about to end. You can kind of feel it in the cast. You can kind of feel it in the script. You can kind of, you know, sometimes it's not necessarily bad, but you can kind of tell when people are done. And yeah. I'm not getting that from this show at all. Like, I still feel like they're giving first season vibes 15 seasons in.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy about it. Because like you said, the last episode, if this doesn't end in a great way, and I don't mean great way as in Sam and Dean have their happily ever after. I don't necessarily think that's going to happen for them. But if it makes sense for their characters, however they end, I will be happy with that. But don't give me some bullshit ending just because the series is ending. And don't give me fan service either. Like, you do have some fans that like want these certain little things, or I don't want that either. Give me something that I didn't think of. Give me something that's going to blow my mind. Give me something that I'm going to look at that and just be floored.
Give us something that we'll watch it live and call, well, I can't watch it live, CW. Ugh. Whatever. Damn, I can't watch it live. Give us something that we want to podcast like right after, like today, like this, because it only happened, what, a couple of days ago?
Last night.
What's tonight? Friday?
Yep, today.
Ooh, I'm thinking today is Saturday. Yeah. Why? Look at us.
Look at us. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's we're gonna have to figure out some way for you to watch it live, because
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not in New York anymore, so maybe CW is local here in DC. I'll try to see. But yeah, that's they're doing a good thing. So yeah.
I'm ready, but I'm not ready. Like I'm not ready, but I am ready because I want to see what they're gonna do.
Ready, not ready.
I'm so interested to see how this story is gonna end. Like I'm so invested in it. Like
15 years, dude. Come on.
Man, I was going through as I was, you know, I've been doing podcast stuff lately, you know, like trying to get podcasts registered on other sites and all this other stuff. And I was going through the Sci-Fi Party Line archives and going back to the earliest episodes. I was like, oh my God, like we have been talking about this show for a long, long time. At some point, I'm going to go back and just listen to some of the old episodes.
Oh,
just,
God, please.
I just want to see if some of the things that we talked about and predicted, how they turned out, like if we were on point or if we were so off the mark. Because I think we did good from the last episode to this episode. I think we did pretty good because we were like, okay, we want to see this, and this. And those things started happening. So I'm like, okay. I want to see how this goes. I want to like.
But you know, notice we don't have anything for next episode.
Yeah, I know.
Because Billy threw us. We were like, okay, we don't know what's happening. That threw me.
Right. I just feel like there's about to be a coup or something. Because on the promo for the next episode, like there were so many people in this one room with Sam and Dean. And I was like, I didn't even get a chance to see everybody who was there. I know Bobby was there. I don't know if anybody else, but like if we're going to have a group session where we're talking about how to get rid of Chuck and what to do about Billy, if that is a thing that has to be done, I'm expecting to see Jody. I'm expecting to see, Claire. I'm expecting to see Donna. I'm expecting to see, I want to see all these people that are still hunters, that still have, you know, an interest vested in the way this whole thing ends. And not just because of their connection to Sam and Dan. I mean, eventually this is going to affect all of them.
Right.
I mean,
like, I don't know, an apocalypse.
I mean, think about it. Sam and Dean, if Chuck gets his way and Sam and Dean are gone or they die or whatever, it's going to fall to all the other hunters to finish taking care of the monsters.
They got it.
So they got it, but then they're not going to have it like Sam and Dean. Come on now. They're not going to have it like that.
Those British dudes might give them a run.
But you know what? The British dudes eventually, like, the British dudes, one, they don't really do shit. unless it happens on their land. I mean, that was one reason why when Sam and Dean were screwing things up, they sent Ketch over. And you see what happened there? Ketch became one of their friends, and he became one of them, you know, to the point where they even tried to avenge his death.
True.
Which again, if you can sit here and be mad and avenge Ketch's death, you can have a little bit of forgiveness.
For here we go. Here we go.
That's all I'm saying.
Here we go.
That's all I'm saying. You know,
I mean, just expected Jack to die. Like, I didn't expect him to be tagging along for so long. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, think about it. A lot of people didn't expect Castiel to be around for as long as he has either. And I remember there were seasons, like a few seasons after Castiel was here, I remember reading comments where people were like hating his character. They were like so ready for him to be done. They were like, no, this is supposed to be about the boys. When did it become a trio? And I mean, there were people who were really pissed about
I was never that guy, but I am that guy with Jack.
And that's not right. It's not right. He's part of the family. Whatever.
I guess.
Whatever. He's part of the family. So they need to figure out a way to save him.
Well, the thing is if he's part of the family, they just did a really crappy job of making him part of the family. He always still feels like an outsider. You know what I mean? He doesn't feel like he's part of the team. And
I don't know. I guess maybe for me, that's part of the appeal for Jack, because he's not easily ingratiated because of the fact, I mean, one, he's part archangel, he's part human, and then two, he's Lucifer's son. So I don't feel like he's actually supposed to fit in. You know, he's
just when you put it that way.
You know, there's supposed to be a little bit of awkwardness and a little bit of, you know, whatever with him, because
but the thing is he's not that different than Castiel was when Castiel first came on the scene, and then that's the non-newness is just like, well, we have Castiel for that, you know what I mean? We don't need that guy.
I get you. I understand. I still like Jack. Like, I don't know what it, something about his character just kind of really appealed to me when they first brought him on. You know.
Well, it's just like when they brought in Buffy's sister. Did you watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
I watched some of it, but I was watching at that time when they brought her in, because I remember looking like, of course, I wasn't like a consistent watcher back then, because I think I wasn't even really watching a lot of TV back then. Mm. But I just happened to catch it a few episodes, and I was like, wait, I know I'm not that out of the loop. When the hell did she get?
Yeah, she just had a sister, and she showed up and just never left. And I was just like, you know, I'd rather them get a dog or something. You know what I mean? Like, what is this? But, yeah. You know, fine, whatever. I'm not a Jack hater. It's just that
you're not a Jack fan,
right? Well, he's not here that I could care. I don't care, but that's fine. I'm not going to beat Jack to death. He's poor baby is having a hard time this time, and
that's right.
He's doing his job, and he has he has Dean pulling guns on Sam, and it's just a disaster, but, you know.
It's all going to work itself out. I have faith.
You know, I'll like Jack if he actually does die. That's when I'll like him.
You know what? Yeah.
Do your job, Jack. Die. I'm sorry.
Just horrible. Just
horrible. I don't know. But we got next week. We don't have any breaks or anything. They're just going to go straight out?
Yep. No.
Okay, well, next week I'm probably going to get a text.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, because we are the day before Halloween, so literally the last three episodes will take us up to right before Thanksgiving. So, yeah. So that's it.
I am not ready.
You know, it's so funny because when COVID happened and everything stopped and everything kind of got paused, we were all like, oh my God, when is Supernatural coming back? And now it's kind of like, oh my God, it's almost over.
Yeah, I know.
Like, I'm so...
And once it's over, it's just like you can't get it back. It's just, you've seen it and it's done.
This is all I'm saying. I'm waiting for whatever, like, when they release whatever this box set, DVD, collectors, whatever is supposed to be, I don't care how much it costs. I'm ready. I need y'all. I need there to be all kinds of bloopers, all kinds of extras. I need everything in this thing.
You're ridiculous.
I need it all, and I'm ready for it.
All right. So, I guess I'll see you next week then.
Yes.
All right, girl. So this is a Sci-Fi Party Line. You can get us at scifipartyline.com. We're on Twitter and Facebook. We're on Spotify, Apple, Google, Facebook, and all that there. And you can also see Fandom Hybrid. Let's tell us a little bit about Fandom Hybrid.
Fandom Hybrid, it's pretty much the same thing as Sci-Fi Party Line, except we are more on the fantasy side of things than science fiction, but we talk about some of everything. So you can catch us on fandomhybrid.com. We are on the web, social media, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are also on most of the major podcast platforms. Right now, we are in the process of changing hosts. So, we're going over to Anchor. So, that's a transition, but you can still find us right now. Like, our transition on Spotify is complete, so you can find us there. And then you can always just, you know, catch up with the podcast on the website, phantomhybrid.com.
All right. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye.
Bye, Team Jack.
Oh, man.